Welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 99. Looking down the barrel. This podcast is designed. Is it designed? Is it really designed? It's intended. I've been saying designed for like 2 years, but who? Intended. This podcast is intended to keep people who know me, that's me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically and in my life. Some life updates, as I say, might get rolled into that because blah, 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 something clever about life and art and imitation. Anyway, the point is that maybe you aren't interested because maybe you don't know me from Eve or Steve or Eves. If that's you, you are welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. This isn't a commercial mass market venture that you need to tune into and pay brand loyalty to, et cetera, et cetera. If this update is your entry point, wow, your first episode, actually, it is not actually a bad one to start with. The other key episodes you might want to check out are number one, which goes through the years of my life since I left Canada, from 2003 up to 2021. Number two, which covers the year of 2022. Update number 52, which covers 2023, and episode 98, the episode before this one, which covers all of 2024. So don't go back and binge every episode. I do these summaries. And if you're starting now, what a great time to start because you can easily come up to speed and you won't be missing anything. If you're listening to this in 6 months, then yeah, I'm sorry. You just have to, you'll have to figure it out. Anyway, as I said, in this update, which is not a bad one to start with, I'm going to look ahead. So normally in these updates, I'm talking about what has happened in the last week or so for me. But in this case, I'm looking ahead to the next year. I'm going to talk about what is already planned or almost planned, and also what I'd like to get to in the coming year. So I'll try not to rehash things that have already happened or that I've covered in just the previous year in review update, which was just, as I say, one week ago. So in 2024, in my year sort of looking ahead update that I recorded around this time in 2024, I said that I wanted to start focusing more on the process and less on the product. I will not be so naive this year. 2025 is not going to be a year where I'm able to develop any new artistic skills. I am going to be hanging on for dear life, just trying to survive and get projects out the door. Everything I'm doing this year is going to demand a lot of focus and a lot of my time. So let's get to it. What does 2025 have in store for me? Well, first off, I am doing a career pivot. No, I'm not pivoting out of the arts. Otherwise, why would I be recording this? But to keep afloat and to support all the work that I do that I actually think is important, well, as you know, I've been doing freelance photography and applying for IT support type jobs in the last year or two. If you listened to the year in review episode, you'll know that photography, my photography work has not been at the level I hoped for in 2024. And the types of IT jobs that I can do, the kind that I used to do, well, they're not entirely gone. They are actually paying less than when I was doing them 15 years ago. A lot of the jobs that I was looking at based out of Canada are paying the same or less than I made at my first full-time job in 1999. That is fucking insane. I mean, it's not even wage stagnation in the field that I used to make money in. It's the opposite of wage. It's wage shrinkage. It's nuts. The jobs I used to do, I know they're still out there. They still need people to go and what did my friend call them? Touch computers. people who were hired to go touch PCs. Those jobs are still out there, but they pay like entry-level wages now. There's no, as far as I can tell, there are no senior positions in that field. Everything involves other skills if there's any kind of seniority involved. So as I said, I'm doing a career pivot. And actually, no, you're not insane. I did say I was looking at jobs in Canada, but we'll come back around to that. So let's talk about the career pivot. As I mentioned in the year in review, I need to make, and just now, in fact, I need to make a career pivot in the money-making side of my life. So what have I done? I did some research into jobs that I thought were things that I could do and not want to die. And that things where I was capable of learning and taking a course and getting to entry level, you know, within the next 6 months. I did some research. I was looking at technical writing. I came down to three: technical writing, UX development, so user interface development and creation, and project management. They all have pretty decent entry level wages. They all have a lot of remote work and hybrid work possibilities. And in the end, I decided that project management was what I was going to do. So I have started an online course to get a certificate in project management. So, yeah, because project management is sort of in the middle of those three jobs. User interface design is pays like 10 to 30% more as for entry level. And technical writing pays less. But my feeling was that project management, A, is really similar to what I do as an artistic director right now, what I do in terms of planning shows and planning events. And so it would be useful to me even without the career pivot. And also it would leverage skills that I've already built. And yeah. So if all goes well, I will finish my course in March. The actual estimate on the website is 6 months, but I think I'll be able to do it in three if I really zip through the early units. Of course, I'm already behind on this. I really have to be at my desk to study. It is not something I can do while commuting because I need to take notes in order to answer the quizzes and do the assignments. So yeah, and it's just, oh, it's so frustrating because the early stages are so boring. There's definitely important stuff that I'm learning, but there's just a lot of like obvious stuff that they're doing because you don't know what level you're teaching to when it's an online course. And it does kind of suck that, yeah, it's cheaper to do an online course, but everything is graded by an AI, by an algorithm. A lot of stuff's just multiple choice. And then they do like algorithmic analysis of essay questions. And I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not thrilled about it. Yeah. So if you know me, you're like, how is this going to work? You're super disorganized, Andrew. How are you going to manage a project? Well, you know what? I am super disorganized. But it's kind of like house cleaning. It's always easier cleaning someone else's house than your own. There's this thing where if I'm doing, I've done similar things when I worked at Nokia, because I was on a global team and I would sometimes manage these little sub projects for the Windows team. If I'm not doing the work myself, it's much easier to organize. It's hard to organize when you're one of the pieces that has to, like one of the people who has to do stuff. But when I'm looking at an overview view and organizing other people, that's actually way easier. The same way for me, it's easier to work if there's someone organizing me. So I feel like I have to be on one side or the other. Trying to do both at one time is how I get disorganized and fall behind. So to loop back to that Canada job hunt reference I made earlier, I may have to move to Canada long enough to reestablish residency if I take a company job, like not a freelance job, even if I intend to end up working remotely from Japan, just because of the way taxes and stuff work. So I'm not 100% sure. I think I don't know if it's 3 months or 6 months. I'm pretty sure it's 90 days to get back on health insurance and stuff, which is okay. That's useful. But yeah, I think it might be 6 months to reestablish sort of tax residency. So I really need to look into that, because otherwise if a company hires me remotely and I'm not freelance, they need to hire like a middleman kind of firm to handle some of the stuff. So anyway, so that may mean I will have to schedule 6 months in Canada in like late 2025 or 2026. And there's more about Canada that's coming up though. Okay. All right. Okay. More looking ahead. Theater stuff. Interference. If you've been listening to these updates, you know I'm working on a show called Interference. It is a strange show about connection between people, sort of artistic connection between two people. So not a romantic connection and not a business connection, but an artistic connection. It has a strong fever dream energy, and it's been written as a screenplay, but we need to completely remake it for the stage. And it just doesn't work in theater, and it's fine. We're going to change it. We have the spring showcase scheduled for April 5th, 6th. We just locked down that date a couple days ago. That's when it's going to happen. And then we have the summer show scheduled for July 26th and 27th. So that's one of the big projects for the year. The second big project for the year is called Anxiety. It is also a play. I have all but inked the contract on this. So this is a new play by David Brown, who's the writer and the main performer. He is an associate professor and artistic director based out of South Carolina, although he himself is from Australia. I'm not going to say what city he's from because I can't remember. My brain wants to say Melbourne, but it might have been Sydney. I don't remember. And he is actually bringing funding to do this project. Not crazy money. Not like it's way less than we had for that grant in 2021 for Wuthering Heights. But the reason this project has to happen this year is because the money is available now. And unfortunately, I already committed to doing Interference. And yeah, well, we'll get back to that in a second. So in this case, too, a script already exists. But there's going to be a lot of devising necessary to bring this to life. First of all, some of the lines are written in English. They'll have to be spoken in Japanese. There's a lot of the play is just movement stuff. And yeah, we're going to have to devise it because he's written descriptions of what that's supposed to look like. But it's going to change, I think, when we get people in. Now, the show will be involving Tanya Koch for the movement aspects of the show. If you remember, she is one half of Tarinai Nanika, which is a corporeal mime troupe based out of Osaka, although they used to be in Tokyo, which is how I know them. I will be talking more about that in the next update because stuff has happened this week about this show that I want to put in that update. Davian wants to rehearse full time, 5 days a week. Not sure about that. I mean, he says I don't need to be there, which is good because I'm literally rehearsing another show at the same time. And I also teach one day a week during that season because my classes start up again after the spring show in April. Regardless, even if we're only rehearsing 3 or 4 days a week, the other show is rehearsing twice a week. It's based out of JDS. I really need JDS. I really need to set up the technical stuff for that show. I really need access to that space to do that. And we can't have both shows in there. They just won't fit. So I'm going to have to use some of the money that's coming in to rent a rehearsal space, probably in Yokohama. The upside of that is it'll probably be closer to my house. So going to those rehearsals will be easier than going to the ones in Kawasaki. Maybe. Depends on exactly where I get a space. I do have a space in mind. I'll talk about that in the actual sort of nitty-gritty update that'll be coming next. So both of these shows are going to go up July 26th and 27th. That's a lot earlier than I usually do this. Usually the summer show for the last few years has gone up the second or third week of August. I was actually aiming at August 2nd, 3rd this year for a reason. Okay, I'll say it now, but I'm going to come back to it. I'm planning a trip to Canada this summer, and I have a cutoff in terms of when the university gets back. So to get as many weeks as possible, I didn't want to do the show any later than August 2nd or 3rd. And that's right. That's the week after I finish classes at Daito, which means that I'd have the whole week available for production week. Unfortunately, August 2nd and 3rd were not available at JDS because the Mikoshi, the local neighborhood shrine, is going to be in there for that weekend, which means that we had to go up the week before. So we're going up the weekend of July 26th, 27th, as I said. That means I'm actually teaching up until I think my last class might even be the 20. Yeah, and I'll definitely be teaching that week. So I'll be out for one of the days, which is not great. It's not ideal, but that's what's going to have to happen. We can't push it back any further, can't push it forward any further. But the money from Anxiety coming in means that both the shows will end up in the black because I can use Anxiety to support the rent for whatchamacallit, for Interference. And my hope is that if I manage the budget properly, YTG will pay back the bulk of the debt that it owes me this summer, or at least half of it, at least half the debt. I think I've done a sort of test budget and I've kind of exaggerated what I think the costs of costume set and props are going to be. So, and there's about, yeah, half of the money YTG owes me hopefully will be coming back to me, which will justify the amount of hours I'm going to be putting into this thing, especially because this is around the same time I'm going to be looking for a job, hopefully. Yeah, I'm going to be dead by August. So I will be dead on that airplane. And yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So next thing I want to give updates about. So those are the big projects this year. Then I've got podcasting. And just, I'm literally repeating what I said last year. God damn it, I will finish the Wayward Readers edit. This is possible. This is a possible thing to do, but it is going to be hard, actually. Just given the amount of time that it takes to do these edits. Yeah, this has been overdue since, what, 2021, 2022? Something like this. This is 2 or 3 years old. Poor Charlotte is probably really annoyed with me about this. But yeah, let's see. And I also wrote, God damn it, we will record more episodes of Does It Hold Up? And it's now been more than a year since we last recorded an episode of Does It Hold Up? I want to do that and I want to release the show, but I don't see how it's going to work given that I've got so many other projects going on. Oh, shoot, I jumped to podcasting. I mean, this is appropriate because it's also an audio project that will be released as a podcast, but it's the Yesterday project. This should have gone under the YTG stuff. So the new plan, so Anna kind of disappeared after the last time we spoke and I haven't been able to get in touch with her. So I'm going to go ahead, cast the show, record the show and have like the dialogue done so that then we can do the sound design at her leisure. I do need to raise money for this project. I think we're going to have to find a way to raise money for it. I need to pay people's transportation at the very least, I think, for this. Yeah. And I need to get paid. I need to get paid for this. It's going to be a lot of work. So we'll try to raise the money. So that, okay, here's the sort of plan I've laid out for this. Rehearse with actors in the winter. So cast and rehearse this winter. So before March 20th, fingers crossed. Raise the money this winter. We'll see about that. It might be hard to do that while I'm also trying to publicize interference. 3, start recording after the spring show. So sometime between the second week of April and the last week of May, I want to rehearse and record all the dialogue for that show. And then, wow, what just happened to my voice? That was weird. And then Anna can do her work post-production rather than pre-production. I was hoping to consult a bit more with her, get some sounds, get some vibes, figure out what other stuff we needed to record. Because there's also other post-production stuff we need to do. We'll need to record samples of clocks and stuff like that. Anyway, so that's what's happening with Yesterday, which is, yeah, 1 foot in podcasting, 1 foot in theater stuff. All right, photography. Looking ahead on photography, I will probably get 1 or 2 corporate jobs this year. I hope to get 1 or 2 corporate jobs this year, but I'm not holding my breath. I still need to bill for this last job. Again, I'll put in that update that's coming up. I am no longer pursuing private portrait shoots. My website's still up, but I'm not making a huge effort there. They tend to be more trouble than they're worth, I'm finding. Like, I do so much work to get the shoot. I haven't had one, I think, since 2023. I think. Did I do one last year? I can't remember. But it's so much trouble to get the job. And then 9 times out of 10, everybody wants a huge discount and wants me to do it way, way, way below my rates. I've only had one job where they didn't, which was that wedding job I did. That's the one I can't remember when it was. I think it was 2023, but might have been 2024. Might have been last year, last spring. I can't remember. No, it wasn't last spring because there would have been. Sure. Oh, who knows? Anyway, Yeah, they're the only ones who didn't sort of push me on price. Everybody else doesn't really want to pay what my time is worth. So I'm not going to pursue private shoots anymore. Corporations are a little easier to deal with because I feel like I can push. I know they have money, and if they're not paying, they're just being kind of cheap, and there won't be any hard feelings if I just I negotiate strongly. There won't be hard feelings if they say we can't pay, and I say, okay, well, I'm not doing it then, because that's just how it works. So that's what looking ahead for photography. Looking ahead for the sustainability project. So this was the project. Again, if you're just joining now, I tried last year. I made an effort to ask you, people who consume or just care about the artistic output that I create. I asked people to sort of support me in a vague way, not a project-based way, but in a process-based way. And it didn't work, which is one of the reasons I'm doing this career pivot into project management. But even though I'm doing that, I'm planning to move into project management. I'm going to leave the door open for people to support me and, you know, get me to my goal of one day a week where I can focus on making art. But I'm going to look at a new way of approaching the so-called pitch. I don't like to think of it that way. Again, this is something I wanted it to be non-capitalist, non-corporate. And it's just like, okay, yes, a lot of us are involved in capitalism, but then we can use the money we get out of that to support things that are mutual aid or non-capitalist projects. But because we live in the capitalist world, they need capital. So I'm just going to focus on the idea of me working for you. You being the collective you. I mean, you also, if you're listening to this. But the idea of me working for you, of you being my boss, of the people who are paying attention to me, sort of being my boss. I'm going to take some aspects of project-based fundraising and use those. People, I did not respond to the very vague, I'm going to do art. I'm going to make stuff. So I will, like I just did here, I will lay out what projects are coming up. I want to feature those projects. I'm going to kind of make a bigger deal of them and maybe break down their costs in terms of money and hours. And I don't know, maybe people will respond a little more to something that's project oriented. So I don't know when I'm going to get to that. Not this week, that's for sure. So other, big category of other. New music stuff. This is something I really wanted to work on last year. That's off the table. I might play around a bit more with Suno, despite my misgivings about generative algorithms, AIs. I'm having a bit of fun with that. I've got a subscription so that I keep the copyright to whatever I compose. And I'm playing around with putting some of my recordings in and then getting Suno to create covers of them in different styles. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, I bought that keyboard last year. I was really hoping to start playing around with it, but I'm just looking, I'm not going to have time maybe in the back half of the year, but you know, if I'm spending as much time in the first half of the year studying for my project management certificate, running two theater shows and recording an audio project, my feeling is if I need money in the second half of the year, I'm going to be working my ass off as a project manager. So I probably will not get to it. But let's see. This is what I anticipate. Let's see. Tune in again this time next year and we'll see how wrong or right I was. Other stuff. As I said before, I'm planning a trip to Canada after the summer show. So sometime around July 30th and then staying till as close as I can till the end of September. I think I can miss my first class of the semester without causing a big brouhaha at the university. I can do that because it's a second semester. I could not do that if it was the first semester. I really need to be there for the first day. My classes tend to be oversubscribed now, and we have to draw names from a hat to see who gets to be in the class. So that's happening. So if you're in Canada, yay, might get to see you. Let's try to get our schedules working out this time. What else? I found a junior high school for Hammy that I think I would like him to go to. It's not perfect. It doesn't really embody my philosophy of freedom of complete student learning, student-directed learning, but it's way closer than any of the international schools. But it's super expensive, and we need to sort of work out how to pay for that. We might be getting some help from some very dear family members, but we then it's just we have to figure out we had to figure everything out because it's not, yeah. Anyway, that would be starting in 2026, so I've got a bit of time on that. But by the end of this year, that's all going to have to be decided. And what else? Other thing. I want to continue my current sleep schedule. So ever since getting back from Canada last year, I've been on a sleep schedule where I go to bed really early. I go to bed when Hammy goes to bed, sometime between 9 and 10. And I wake up between 5 and 6:30 usually on the earlier side of that. Because that just makes my mornings better. That means I can support my wife and I can support Hammy in the morning. It makes working a lot harder. I find I am not a good worker in the morning. I concentrate a lot better in the afternoon and the evening. But right now, I only can do stuff in the afternoon. And then sometime between 3:30 and 5, usually Hammy comes home. And then I can't really, it gets hard to do stuff because I have to start thinking about dinner. I can't do things like recording because he makes noise. Like he plays loud games on the computer and chats with his friends and stuff like that. So I'm gonna keep my current sleep schedule for this year probably, and then we'll reevaluate when he starts junior high school if he can sort of do stuff, and if my project management stuff if I start doing that, that might change my sleep schedule. I might have to synchronize with people in other time zones. We'll see. But for now, the advantage is because there's a hard time when I have to wake up in the morning, right? Like right now, I have to be up by 7 o'clock in order to help everybody get ready to go off for their day. So I really can't go to bed much later than 11 or 11:30 anyway. And it just makes it so much easier to help people in the morning if I'm up before them. So I'm sticking with this for now, even though it's not the way I like to work. I really am a night person, I think. And yeah, I would like to be a night person again. So we'll see what happens. But for now, I'm going to keep my current schedule of like early to bed, early to rise, blah, blah, blah. So just to summarize here, I am going to be super busy in the first half of the year. Those big projects that I talked about, Interference and Anxiety, the two shows, Double Bill, Yesterday Audio Project, Career Shift to Project Management, Canada Trip in the Summer, and taking another crack at asking all of you for support. If I have time to catch my breath, I'm going to finish that Wayward Readers podcast edit. I will do some Does It Hold Up recording. And as a matter of course, I will be doing photography to some degree, if not professionally, in terms of I may not be doing really well-paid jobs, but I'll still be shooting the sort of school-related and nonprofit-related events connected to Hammy's school and hikes and nature and stuff like that, stuff that I get to. Something I would like to do this year is to go on trips specifically to do photography. So we'll see about that. Oh, that's something I totally forgot to mention. I want to teach a photography class this year. That didn't work out. We had one scheduled, but it didn't work out in December, November, something like that. And so I'd like to do that this year. And then maybe, yeah. Yeah, and maybe run some kind of like photography-related retreat up to John's ski lodge in the spring, in the off season. So let's see. Anyway, if you're listening to this contemporaneously, that's a mouthful, contemporaneously, I have actual reports about the progress of both shows that are going to come out with the next update, number 100, either right when I release this, it'll either come out basically the same time or within the next day. I still need to catch up on missed updates. So I'm going to do some extra releases of something. Okay, but that's it. That's the year looking ahead. Woo, another long one. Next one will be short, don't worry. That's it for now. And if you're only listening to these year in reviews, I guess I'll catch you next year. Other than that, Andrew out.